Hello, this is David G, and welcome to our activation of the sacred power of new beginnings in your life. So let's find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Let's get as comfortable as possible. And take this time to just be. This will create a brand new trajectory for everything that follows in your day. If you start your day with stillness and silence, then that is what will come into your words, your thoughts, and your actions. If you start your day in turmoil, then that is what will follow you all day long. So if we can start our day with a little bit of stillness, then patience, calm, and clarity will set the tone for a new beginning. And once we're settled in, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Allow your eyes to gently float closed. Another long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. And now place your hands on your heart, and we'll begin the practice of asking the sacred questions. The four sacred questions for rebirth will help you reclaim ownership of your life through acceptance. Grant yourself the permission to release what no longer serves you and boldly step into new beginnings. So as we continue to watch our breath as it flows in, as it flows back out, let's innocently ask the first question. Who am I when I'm at my best? Who am I when I'm at my best? Who am I when I'm at my best? And just allow answers to flow. Don't force. Don't concentrate. Just allow yourself to drift to your best version. And next, let's ask, what can I let go of that no longer serves me? What can I let go of that no longer serves me? What can I let go of that no longer serves me? And again, don't make this an intellectual exploration. Feel where there is constriction or heaviness or pain, and drift to that space and identify what you can let go of that no longer serves you. And next, let's ask, do I give myself permission right now to step into my power of new beginnings? Do I give myself permission right now to step into my power of new beginnings? Do I give myself permission right now to step into my power of new beginnings? And just drift to that place of acceptance, of surrender, of permission. And when you're ready, we'll ask the fourth sacred question. What step can I take today to awaken my best version? What step can I take today to awaken my best version? What step can I take today to awaken my best version? Now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it all go. Now that we've asked and answered the sacred questions and let go of any outcomes, we are ready to take the process even deeper. Remember, in every meditation, comfort is queen. So keep moving towards comfort. Place your left hand on your heart and rest your right hand against your throat. Left hand on your heart, right hand on your throat. And now simply witness, patiently watch your breathing and your body. As you breathe in, feel your left hand on your heart rise up with your expanded chest. And silently repeat, today. As you exhale, feel the breath under your right hand move out through your throat. And silently repeat, I begin. Breathe in, silently repeat, today. Breathe out, silently repeat, I begin. And continue to slowly breathe. Silently repeating today as you inhale. And I begin as you exhale. Today. I begin. Today. I begin. Today. I begin. You'll start to feel the words have a vibration that moves in and out through you as you breathe. There's no correct speed. Simply surrender to the process and go wherever it takes you. I'll sit right here as you get into rhythm. And now let's continue this for a few minutes here. Just stay in that space of today. I begin. Start your day with a meditation ritual. It provides the perfect environment for your daily rebirth to begin and for your day to unfold with greater grace and greater ease. When we begin our day in stillness and silence, we are connected to Source, and that becomes the trajectory of every other moment. We have a seed pregnant with possibilities. A seed that has its manifestation already built in, being planted into a vibrationally fertile environment, and that will help it thrive. And from there, our rebirth flows. We can take it even deeper using a sacred affirmation. Affirmations can be so powerful in those moments of questioning whether or not we're on the right path. This affirmation is a universal truth. It cuts through doubt, our moments of wavering faith, and our natural inclination to second-guess ourselves. The sacred affirmation of rebirth is, with every breath, I am reborn. Today, I begin again. With every breath, I am reborn. Today, I begin again. With every breath, I am reborn. Today, I begin again. I begin again. Feel free to repeat the sacred affirmation whenever you sense you are giving your power away, holding on to something that doesn't serve you, or doubting your worthiness for a second chance. With every breath, I am reborn. Today, I begin again. You can also repeat the affirmation at regularly scheduled intervals throughout the day, such as every hour or 2 hours. And feel free to use the affirmation as a reinforcement tool right before you open any door, whether it's the door to a room, a building, or a vehicle. When we can ritualize the sacred affirmation, we ingrain the concept of rebirth into every thought, word, and action. And that awakens our ability to accept the moment, release what no longer serves you, and embrace new beginnings. And now let's take it deeper. We'll use the mantra, moksha, moksha, which is a Sanskrit word for I am free. Moksha. Repeating a mantra can cut through the swirl of activity in our mind and connect us to a still point of unconditioned thought. This allows a new idea, a fresh perspective, a new belief system to blossom from within, effortlessly. So now, as we simply sit and watch our breath, let's invite the mantra, Om Moksha Ritam. Om is the universal vibration. Moksha is emotional freedom, pure liberation. And Ritam is the rhythm of the universe. Om Moksha Ritam. Moksha is a concept that was first discussed 2,500 years ago in the ancient Vedic text, the Katha Upanishad, where it referred to one's emancipation from the ongoing cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. But for thousands of years, it's also defined as our perfect state of being, pure liberation, where we are fully released from our ego and all the emotional constrictions that weigh so heavily on us. This allows you to break free from the past, however you define it. Allow freedom, liberation, to ripple through every cell in your body as you surrender to the mantra, Om Moksha Ritam. As you silently repeat the mantra, you may drift away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations. That's okay. Don't resist. But at a certain point, you'll realize you've drifted away. And as soon as you realize, ever so gently, drift back to the mantra, Om Moksha Ritam. Om Moksha Ritam. As you repeat it, it may change. It may get louder or fainter, faster or slower, jumbled or distorted. It may vanish altogether. Don't fret, simply stay in that space, and the mantra will come back to you. There's no right speed, no right frequency, no right cadence. And as you silently repeat it over and over, it will become you. I'll watch the time, and when you hear the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Moksha. Ritam. Sit gently with your eyes closed. Let the stillness and silence settle in. Now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release it. Now let's seal the new beginnings that are bubbling up within us. Let's seal our ability to let go of what no longer serves us. Let's truly allow moksha, freedom, to ripple through our being by chanting the hymn of the universe, the universal vibration, Om. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Stay.